Kra, time. An old name, unspoken in the centuries since my mother reared me. A soft hiss, soothing as a viper's gaze. Little Bengal. The other me reached out, offering his hand, gliding toward me without moving, as though the distance between us was now collapsing. A confusion, most euphoric, filled my mind. With the shred of wit that remained, I decided that I should run for my life. At once, crazed and frantic, I fled. But I made no forward progress. Instead, the world compressed evermore around me, as though I were an anchor pulling the shore to reach. When I arrived at the door, or rather, the door arrived at me, I howled, hurling myself inside, out. And then and there I was, lost and unlost, howling on the floor in harmony with my wretched Kalimos, lacerated in flesh and heart, scattered as the bell glass, spilling blood and stomach on the cold stone floor. But I sensed the other there at the wall's breach behind me, reaching still. I screamed, but my voice was gone. Forever. I looked, but my eyes would never see again. I swept my fist across the floor, snatching broken shards, and in gripping tightly, I filled my hands with ink. "Close it," I wrote.